Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman. Charles Bunning in the house. Not my house, but we're in somebody's house. And this is pretty exciting because we're down on Lake Washington. We're here for the Catch, Clean, and Cook Adventures event that's happening here. And you have so much experience on going to different bodies of water in the springtime. I feel like the godfather of crappie is in the house to give us this knowledge. So if you had to start somewhere, where would you start?
What lake?
Where would you start if you were coming to a new lake?
I would get a tropical map of the lake I'm going to, and I'd check all the contours, lines. I'd see if it's fed from a river system.
Right.
And then go from there. That would be the beginning point.
Okay. And you've done quite well going to other lakes. Let's go to step two. You got the contour lakes, and you've looked at the maps, and you're like, hey, I know where I want to fish. Where do you go from there?
Well, a lot of times you're going to want to go to wherever the fertile part of the lake is.
Okay.
So if it's a lake that's got water coming in it out of a river system or a little creek or any of that, that water's going to be dirtier. It's going to warm up first, and the big crappie are going to be up there in a shallow water feeding. So you got to check water temperature. I mean, if you're going to a normal lake, the water temperature, if you're down by the dam and it's 40 degrees, but you can go up in that darker water in that 4 to 6 foot of water and it's going to be 55 degrees, then fish are going to be moving up into there.
Okay. And are you one that chases them into the bank? Or are you one that's going to sit out there and one pull them? Okay, let's say you're not in a tournament and you're fishing for fun.
Okay, if I'm fishing for fun and I want to go just have fun, I got my trolling rigs on for the trolling, or here for the trolling tournament, you know, and that's where Travis, my bread and butter, has been trolling.
Right.
So Saturday, I'm hoping to go out here and troll and catch me some nice
on Lake Washington. Yeah.
But the second side of it is if I'm tournament fishing, normally, I haven't trolled for one tournament, which was Sardis.
Which was a non-live scope trolling only tournament.
Yeah, and that one you could use live scope.
Right. Oh, that's right. This one you can't.
You cannot. So this is going back to the bread and butter. So I'm really excited about this one coming up because we've won on this lake.
Right.
And we've took second on this lake, and we took third on this lake. So we've got a lot of history back on this lake. But what I've seen today is going to be totally different than it was, because usually it's a month later. All them fish has moved up in that 4 to 6, 8 foot of water on all the flats. They're not there yet. There's some in the mud that we've seen today.
Right.
But they're all in deeper water right now. So any history that I have on this lake has never been this early in the year.
Right.
So they're different now than what they were then.
Okay. Well, let's talk about techniques. So you showed up to these different lakes and you've decided, oh, that darker water, that's my bread and butter. That's where I'm going to go and that's where I'm going to fish. What are you going to pull out for a rod?
Right now, probably either my 14 foot blue diamond.
Okay.
Or my 9 foot Sam Heaton
with
a cork on it, and I'm going to cork up there in that shallower water where I can cast out there 40 feet.
Right.
I'm going to live scope. I'm going to look for them out there for I don't spook them, and I'm going to throw a cork out there and set it 3 to 4 foot deep wherever where the fish are at, a little above them, and then I'm going to bring it across the top of them, and I'm going to let them hit that cork.
Wow.
Because there ain't nothing more exciting, and I like to stick cork. And that cork just does this.
Right.
That stick cork. A lot of them big crappie, all they do is come up and mouth it. When they do, you don't even see the cork move, but you'll just see that stick barely move.
Right.
That's something that does just gives me chills just thinking about it.
Is there a brand that you're using on that cork?
A brand?
What kind?
A cork?
Yeah.
No, as long as it's a
just
stick
cork. Just as long as it's a stick cork. Okay.
Travis is just the other way around. He likes the little short stubby corks that's got wire on it that he can just clip on it.
Right.
Because he's going to cast out there to them. If he can't get them coming in, he's put a cork on it and do it.
Yeah.
Any time of the year, 90% of the time, Travis has got a cork in his pocket. Right. We're single poling. If he's with a 14 footer and he gets out there and hits and he's dropping on it and he's dropping on it, he can't hold it still, he'll put a cork on there and let it burn.
Wow.
And that cork and catch him.
Wow.
Very seldom you'll see Travis that he don't have a cork in that pocket.
So let's talk about lures. You got these selections of lures. What are you going to go with?
Minnow.
I've seen you in tournaments, and I filmed you in tournaments using minnow. So it's not.
It's not 90%. A lot of time, you know, that's been probably one of our best. My son owns Muddy Water Baits, so that's our go-to bait.
Right.
Until this weekend, that's probably about the only bait that I had in the boat. But because we're back spider rigging, I brought big baits, little baits, Bobby Garland baits,
just a mixture,
Live the Bean baits, all kinds of hair jigs. Back out there in the water today, he gave me a hair jig.
Right.
Actually give it to Drake, because as soon as it come in the boat, Drake put it, he did all the fishing, you know, he took him out so today. So, yeah, he caught some good fish on it. Little, what was it, black and blue hair jig.
Right.
16-ounce jig head.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but, and I do a lot of hair jigs now. You know, it's. Right.
Are you tying them yourself?
My wife is.
Yeah. Oh, if I could only hear his wife on the other side of this broadcast.
When people ask me, said, what kind of hair do you use? I'd say, I'll use Connie Sue's hair jigs, because that's my wife's name, Connie Sue. Well, she ties them, so. But no, I got a variety of a lot of people that give me hair jigs. I mean, if I go to Grizzly Jig and somebody's starting to drive there, here, try these. And they'll give me a box of 20 hair jigs. I go to somewhere else and somebody or at tournaments, people say, hey, I'm tying hair jigs. Will you try mine? You know, so I take them. I got so many of them, I don't know who tied what.
Right.
I'm not smart enough to remember all. If I don't put what I've been doing now, like, well, they're at the fish clean.
Cook, clean, and click.
Like the Ozarks, three of the people that was tying jigs give me a box of jigs.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, like Hoagie was one, and some of those guys were up there with them.
So all of them give me jigs, and I got them. What I did with theirs is I put their business card in their box.
Right.
And then that way I knew if I was using their jigs or not.
That's one way to do it.
And no, hair jigs are, it's with the forward face sonar.
Right.
Hair jigs is becoming the go-to bait for everybody.
Yep.
And I got hair jigs from a quarter ounce down to a 64th.
Wow.
And I like to go with the heaviest weight that I can. If I'm single poling and trying to put it on their head, I'm going to go with a quarter ounce jig head. And if they can't hit it, I'm going to end up with a half ounce weight, a foot and a half above it, with a 64th hair jig. If I want something small and want to hit it. But I, during the day, I'll go anywhere from that to the Muddy Water baits on a quarter ounce down to a 32nd.
And let's talk about strike zone, because actually that's how you're talking, is you need that weight to get it into the strike zone where the crappie is, right?
Yes.
So is there a weight that you start with, like 1/8 ounce? I just start the day with 1/8 ounce and I'll go.
Well, that's the reason I start with a quarter.
Oh, okay.
Because I can take that quarter and flip it out there or drop it over top of him, and I got more control on it.
Wow.
And if I've got it with an ounce weight up above it, now at a 16th down here, or even a 32nd, 64th, it's pendling down.
Yep.
So it's real hard. You'll get it hung up on that, on the weight coming down.
Right.
And if you're running to a straight jig head,
you don't have that.
You're able to drop it straight on top of it.
All right. Let's go spend a little time on three tips to fishing in the spring. In the springtime, in general, you give them like the first tip might be on the lure or something, but give them an idea of might help them start when they're going out fishing in the spring.
Well, normally spring fishing is the fish or the males are going to the bank.
Okay.
So you're finding a pea gravel bank, the sun's shining on it in an afternoon. that might be 45 degrees in the morning, but that bank is going to be 65 in the afternoon. So the afternoon bite is normally better. Okay. So, because the male fish are moving in. So I'm going to either throw a cork about that deep.
Okay.
The last tournament Travis and I won at Eufaula.
Right.
Sun was hitting the riffraff on the bridges.
Okay.
The big rocks. Every tournament fish that we caught there, our minnow rigs are about that far apart.
Wow.
That top minnow rig was out of the water, and he was catching those fish in those rocks where they're right touching, I mean, bouncing, the inside pole was bouncing off of the rocks.
Right.
So, you know, at 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning, them fish was moving in. We won two tournaments on Eufaula that away, fishing, and took second at another one, and it was all three on different rivers or different legs,
right?
Different places that was banks that had the rock on it.
Okay, and the second one might be about fishing line, a tip on fishing line.
Fishing line, we use K9 line.
Okay,
I'm going to use a high vis line or braid.
Okay,
most of the time, except it, like I'm getting ready to go to the National Crappie League Classic
Cumberland.
It's a real clear lake. Yes. So I'm going to be throwing clear 4-pound test line.
All right.
Because they're mostly wet. I've never been there, but what I understand is mostly black crappie.
Okay.
So if that's the only time that I'm going to be, if I'm in a real clear lake,
right,
and I think I'm going to have to cast to them because it's clear, so I can't reach them with a 20-foot straight pole, is I'm going to put 4-pound test before I can cast it out there 40 feet, 45 feet, and be able to pendle down to them. But other than that, I use K9 line on everything.
All right, and now give them a tip about which rod they should use when they start going out there.
Well, you know.
Which model number?
Okay, what model? Okay, well,
because I know people have their favorite.
Right, so it depends on what I'm doing. If I'm shooting docks, B&M makes a dock shooting rod. As far as I'm concerned, when they come out with it, it's the best dock and shoot rod I've had in my hand.
Okay.
And I can launch with that rod probably 15, 20 feet further than any other rod I've ever picked up.
Okay.
So if I'm shooting docks, I want to use it.
All right.
If I'm casting, live scoping, I'm using a 7-foot, the 75th anniversary white rod.
Okay.
That's my go-to rod there now. If I'm dipping, depends on what lake I'm there, I like the 14-foot blue diamond is my favorite rod.
I've seen you fishing with that in tournaments.
But they've come out with the 18 and the 16 black diamond.
Uh-huh.
And if I go to Darbone and them spooky fish, I'm going to be using that 16 and 18-foot pole.
Okay.
So some lakes, they're on them spooky fish, you got to get out there further. And even then, I'm pendling it out with an 18-foot pole. So I'm actually going probably 30-foot out with it. But then the pendle point is going to stop here at 20 feet or 15-foot with an 18-foot from the pole. So that gives me that much less space that I'm going to spook that fish.
Right. Let's also touch base on the Brian Sowers tournament because you're working with that.
Right. We're working real hard with that, and thank Paul Alberts for what he's done for us last year, because Paul took me around to everybody that ever sponsored him, from Sedalia to Lake of the Ozarks.
Right.
And we got all these sponsors. We got even from Oklahoma, we got a hunting trip. You know, we got a hunting trip up in North Missouri that was donated at the auction. But last year, we give away $47,750 of scholarships.
Wow.
Our first year.
The first year.
The first year. Yep. So what I did was then on our silent auction and our live auction, I took that money and put it in a CD and put it in the bank.
Right.
So we started out with $14,700 there.
Okay.
So right now, we've got over $50,000 that we're going to give away on June No, September the 14th at the Brian Sars tournament.
Wow.
To the kids. So it's a, we donate all of our time. The only thing we take out of that is expenses.
Right.
But it's like Gina and Dave Townsend, they donate all the food, and Gina caters to the Friday night dinner.
Right.
So Friday night, we have a dinner. You register. Hopefully, everybody will register on a lot, on the line online early this year.
Right.
And on the kids, this year we got, it was hard to get the t-shirts and all of that because Gina donated t-shirts to all the kids that fished it.
Right.
So this year, the kids that get a t-shirt, they have to register 10 days before the event.
Yeah, to that way, get that process
that
started.
That way they can be ready and handed out right then.
Right.
So being in last year, H&H Rods give us 50 rod and reel combos.
Jeez.
And this year, B&M is going to give us two cases of combos.
Wow.
So we got the first 48 kids that register get a B&M combo.
Right.
They'll get a t-shirt from Gina and Dave if they register 10 days in advance.
Right.
And it's free.
Wow. And what reservoir? You didn't say what reservoir.
Truman Lake.
Okay, Truman Lake.
It'll be going out of Bucksaw Marina.
Uh-huh.
We, somebody had booked the Benton Center ahead of us.
Right.
Before a year ago for that event. Right. So we didn't get that this year. So this year we're having our Friday night at the Eagles Club.
Okay.
And then Saturday will be our big fish tournament, which we had 83, 85 people that fished it.
Right.
It's 100% payback. We're weighing in three times, like 7 to 9, 9 to 11, and 11 to 2.
Okay.
So we'll pay out, depends on how many boats, but it'll be 100%. Right. Unless one of some sponsors, we've had a couple of them ask us, can we give sponsors for the kids and to the big fish tournament?
Right.
So if they do that, it'll be 100% plus if we get that.
And that's all just based on what happens, the amount of money is that comes into which one.
We'll have three. We had three overall. For big fish, the first three big fish of the tournament got checks, and then we paid with 83 boats, and we paid I think 7 places each hourly.
Okay.
So we paid out 25 places.
Where are you going to weigh the fish in?
We're going to weigh at Bucksaw.
Okay.
Deep water and Tally Bend.
All right. And where are you handing the money out at? Which place?
At Bucksaw.
At Bucksaw.
At that evening. We'll have a fish fry that evening. Saturday evening. And we'll hand out the money there. And we'll have other stuff that we didn't raffle or we didn't solid auction stuff. We'll have a little bit more of that. I think what we did last year is we had the raffles for like a beat down mound and that type of stuff, and then 50-50 raffle and stuff. We'd do that on Saturday night.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. That takes us up to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Of course, Pico Lures has a complete line of hard and soft baits. Anytime you're trying to catch a bass or a crappie or a walleye or a striper, you name it, any kind of game fish, you can go to Pico Lures and you can find them, and they got them. They have, because we're in Mississippi, the hottest crankbaits you can get are basically Picos. We get numerous orders from anglers down here that love the Pico crankbaits, and that's what they use. And so check them out at picolures.com. B&M Poles is also a sponsor of our show. We love B&M Poles. I use them. I'm a multi-species guy, and I like catching all kinds of stuff. And they have things to catch everything from catfish to crappie, of course.
Yes.
And we know his favorite rod is already, so we're good on that. But you can check them out at bnmpole.com. And now, if you would, tell us about where they can find out more about your social media outlets, and tell us, Brian Sowers, if they want to donate or they want to do something with the tournament or find out more about that tournament, where do they go?
They can go to pcau.net.
Okay.
And email Sue on that, and Sue will get back with them. Or they can contact me through Facebook.
All right.
And messaging me, and or they can go to PCAU Crappie Crew and message us on that one, and then we'll get back with them.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Well, that wraps our show up. Like I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.